The first order of business is pledge the flag at the front of the room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Gloria.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Stewart?
Present.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Murphy?
Here.
Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette?
Ma'am.
Item number four, any special recognitions or presentations, not that I know of. Communications, copies of monthly statistic reports from the fire departments, fire marshal, police, animal control, and the building official. I believe we got them all.
Yep.
Six, to consider an act on a motion to approve the minutes of the regular minute meetings of October 28th, 2024. Is there a motion?
Motion accept.
A second?
Second.
Motion remain second to accept the minutes as written. All those say aye?
Aye.
None opposed. Item number seven, remarks in the public, agenda items only with a 3-minute limit. Remarks in the public, agenda items only with a 3-minute limit. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening. Timothy Condon, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford, Union President of the Firefighters. I just want to speak in favor of the hiring of the vacant firefighter positions. I want to make sure it's framed correctly that these are, you're not approving additional firefighters. These are vacant positions that you're already paying overtime for. So the question becomes, it's a balance between the cost of the overtime versus the positions. But you have four firefighters working four shifts, so you have 16 positions and you have 14 people filling 16 positions. This isn't adding more. The other thing is just about the subcommittee. The charge was a little confusing, I think, and we've had this on the agenda for so long that I think it needs to be reframed again, that we have a program here in town that we've already paid for and is up and running. The volunteer fire departments use their own systems, which they must maintain regardless of what this body decides. They must continue to maintain those. The question became was, could those systems that each one of the fire companies use, could the four separate data streams be spooled into one data stream using their program? And the answer to that question took a long time to get an answer, but the answer is no, it can't do that, which is what we were all waiting for. In the meantime, it got confused over, should we be using EMS charts or should we be using the town-owned ESO program? And I think it got confused. What we were waiting for was to find out if the system that the volunteers use could be spooled together, which they can't. So now we're back to the original question, which is the appropriate question, which is on the call, of coming up with a policy on how to use a program to track the data. So I think the committee did the right thing in not wasting anybody's time, because the question was a little convoluted and was going to send them in circles. But that's where we are back here tonight. We have the answer from EMS charts that it can't be used in the manner in which we thought it could. So now we're back to the town program. So really we need to figure out, do we want to use the town program? And if so, what is the best way so that all the stakeholders feel comfortable using that system? Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Seeing none, we'll move on. Item number eight, remarks from department heads. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Phil Blanchett, Chief of Police. I just want to give you a quick rundown of some activity that we had the other night and some phenomenal work by some of our police officers. On 12-6, a burglar was reported at Rinaldi's on Route 85. in which many items of value were stolen. Officers responded, were able to glean through surveillance cameras that a specific vehicle, which was reported stolen, was utilized at the burglary. A check through our flock camera showed that the vehicle had been spotted in Hartford, in a Hartford area town earlier in the evening, and had led officers on pursuit in that jurisdiction. Montville detectives responded and processed the scene. On 12/7/24 during the midnight shift, Officer Tom LaLumiere took it upon himself to stake out the Rinaldi store on Route 82. At approximately 01:15 hours, Officer LaLumiere radioed in that he had seen a male exit a vehicle and who appeared to be casing the place on foot. Officers Osuni and Sergeant Shepard responded to assist, although they were quite a distance from the scene, conducting patrols of other commercial establishments throughout town. After radioing in the that he located a suspect, there was little to no radio response from Officer LaLumiere. Upon the arrival of Officer Osuni and Sergeant Shepard, Officer LaLumiere was not arrested with the male inside of the suspect vehicle as the suspect attempted to flee. With the assistance of the two backup officers, the suspect was taken into custody. Officer LaLumiere deployed his taser, which missed prior to him physically engaging with the suspect. Officer LaLumiere actively wrestled with this individual for over 5 minutes prior to help arriving, and to watch the body camera, he did an amazing job. A canine track was completed, no other suspects were located. The vehicle used in this burglary, which was different from the vehicle used in the burglary the previous night, was stolen from Norwich, and the dealer plate displayed was a stolen plate from New London. Inside the vehicle, a large sum of cash was located, along with many packs of cigarettes and computers. Numerous items of evidentiary value were located in the vehicle, which is believed to be much of the product stolen from the Rinaldi's on Route 85 that occurred the day before. Your Montville police officers, specifically Officer Tom LaLumiere, demonstrated competent performance under stressful situation, and clearly their actions are in the highest tradition of the Montville Police Department and the town of Montville, and I wanted to get that on record. Also, I would invite you to stop at the police department lobby and view the memorial tree that's out front. This year, we're honoring police officers who have died in the line of duty during the year. Our tree is decorated with wooden ornaments, each bearing the photograph, name, rank, and department, as well as the end of watch date for these 120 officers so far killed in the line of duty this year. After the holiday season, these ornaments, along with a letter from me, will be sent to the officers' respective departments to honor their sacrifice further. So I'd like you to stop in and see that tree. It's kind of awe-inspiring, sad, but it's a way that we can honor our fallen. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief. Good evening, Lieutenant.
Good evening. Dave Bradford, Lieutenant, Montville Police. Start off with the animal control stats for the month of October. Animal impounds in the month of October were 17. Year-to-date were 49. Animals sold as pets were 4, 8 year-to-date. Total complaints investigated were 65, 250 year-to-date. Animal bites investigated were 3, 10 year-to-date. Total enforcement action was 6, 9 year-to-date. And calls for service other were 56 for a total of 231 for the year. The town of Salem for October, animals impounded was 1, 3 to year-to-date. We had 2 complaints investigated for a total of 13 year-to-date on those. The activity report for the ACO for the month of November, animals impounded was, there weren't any. Let me see, we'll go down to the complaints investigated were 1, year-to-date was 14. Clearly, he made a mistake on that. That should be 251 year-to-date. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on Salem. That's why he has it backwards. So Salem, complaints investigated for our November were 1 total for 14. Animal bites investigated, 1, 2 for the year. Now the Montville stats. Impounds were 6 for the month of November, 55 year-to-date. Sold as pets were 5, 13 year-to-date. Complaints investigated were 62 for 312 year-to-date. 6 animal bites investigated for 16. 2 enforcement actions for 11 year-to-date, and other calls for service investigated were 58 for a total of 289 year-to-date. The last one was Montville. The first one was Salem. He had them reversed. So other items of interest we have, just an update. The last time we met, I had mentioned I had gone for the fiscal year 25 DUI grant on November 7th. We were approved for that grant, and we were allotted $64,539.98. We also, on behalf of the chief, I'd like to invite you all to the second annual holiday breakfast at the Public Safety Complex on December 18th. It's from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We have celebrity chefs, including Dispatcher Thompson, Firefighter Dole, and WPC Administrator McDaniel. A brief update on the animal facility. The town received 9 bids, which ranged from $2.7 million to $3.5 million. The town has vetted the bids and will be announcing the contractor at the council meeting on the 17th. The DECD has been informed on the town's current position and provided all updated documents. As far as the radio, the dispatch radio upgrades, I spoke with Comms Plus today and was advised that the radios are scheduled to ship this week. They have all other equipment needed. Once they get the radios, they'll need to get the IDs from the state, which can take time. Then they will begin the dispatch upgrade. They've already installed the antennas behind the PD on the tower. And then from there, I need to end with some positive correspondence for officers. First one, we got a card. Chief Blanchett, my husband and I would like you to know that your animal control officer, Bruce Ribello, is an asset to your department. He went above and beyond to help us with my daughter's dog that had to be put down while she was in the hospital. He made the necessary calls and followed us to Colchester Vet. He made a difficult day a little easier. Thank you, Gordon and Ruth Beals. Chief Blanchett, in September of 2024, our agency had a planned renovation of our prisoner processing and holding areas. The Montville Police Department under your leadership, provided our department access to your facility during the renovation. This access allowed our department to expedite the upgrades, provide safe and clean facilities for those in our custody, and ensured a smooth continuity of operations during that time. I value the relationship our agencies have and want to thank you and your department for assisting us during the renovation. Sincerely, Mark Balastrassi, Chief Waterford Police. Dear Chief Blanchett, I would like to take this opportunity to express my sincere appreciation for the mutual aid assistance you provided us on Sunday, December 1st, 2024, for the Putnam Holiday Dazzle Light Parade. Officer Bruce Ribello represented the Montville Police Department with a professional attitude and engaged the parade viewers in a helpful and courteous manner as they were assigned to crowd and traffic control. I'm pleased to say that the parade was a complete success with approximately 10,000 viewers in attendance, and it took place without incident. Large-scale events in Putnam like this could not be successful without the mutual aid cooperation of you and your department. Again, please pass along my gratitude to him for his professionalism and hard work assisting us in Putnam. Yours truly, Christopher DeFerrasi, Chief of Police. And finally, good morning, Chief. I wanted to praise your two officers that arrived at the Stop and Shop gas station, finding my husband had somehow entangled our 32-foot RV with the gas pump. I did not get the officers' names, but I hope you will acknowledge our email praising their understanding, empathy, and assistance in untangling the RV. Working in mass court system and police work, I understand that we all do good work every day without it being acknowledged. Please thank both officers for us, and tell them they were wonderful in helping us. You all stay safe and God bless. Trish Lubold, and that was Sergeant Pelletier and Officer Michaels.
Very good. Thank you, Lieutenant.
You're welcome.
Good evening, Deputy Mark.
I'm in place of Paul Barnes, who's unable to make it today. He's a little ill. The annual report for the month of November for the Fire Marshal's Office. Inspections in businesses of apartments were 30. Fire investigations were 2. Incident responses from myself, Q64, with 1 fire alarm, 3 brush fires, 3 medicals, 2 MVAs, which equals 9. And then the incident response for Q54, Paul Barnes, was 3 brush fires, 1 motor vehicle accident. No burn permits were issued due to the high fire danger. 1 blast permit was issued, and the construction projects inspections were 3 of them. Some of them were OXO-BOXO lofts. During the month of November, a total of 10 hours was spent on emergency management obligations. Also, I'd like to say that the ESO program, I would like to try to get it forwarded even quicker. The reason I ask for this is that because still the fire investigations portion of this is still on hold because we haven't come to a settled agreement on this program. So just to let you know, it's holding up quite a few things in the fire marshal's office, and we're getting to the point where it's getting heating season and people want to heat their homes. Obviously they find other ways to do that, and which creates fires. So I would like to have that program up and running, go from there. Also, not mentioned, but I also like to thank the Montville Police Department. They did help me during Fire Prevention Month in October. It was not mentioned, but I want to do a sincere thank you to Karen, the SRO, and also the Montville Police Department for assisting me in that, along with the career staff for the firefighters. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any other communications? Item number 9, committee and liaison reports. Reports from the Fire Department Liaison, Commissioner Perkins.
Yes. For the month of October, the Montville fire activity, there is 293 calls, 34 of them fire. Out of that, 11 were illegal burn, wet down brush, grass fire. 23 lift assists, 15 calls to assist out of town. 1 was a no response for medical, and 2 calls for assist from out of town. For November, Montville fire activity, 280 calls, 46 of them fire. 16 of those were illegal burn, wet down brush, grass fire. 19 lift assists, 10 calls to assist out of town, and 2 of those were canceled en route, and 2 were also no response for medical, and 4 calls for assist from out of town. That's the fire report.
Report from the Animal Control, Commissioner Callahan.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Report from the Police Department, Liaison Gillette.
PD October stats, total calls of service were 976, infractions were 27, juvenile summons were 2, misdemeanors were 5, written warnings were 120, total citations were 154. The month of October, total calls of service were 939, infractions were 35, misdemeanors were 3, written warnings were 142, total citations were 180.
Thank you very much. Reports from the Building Department Liaison, Commissioner Stewart.
Building Department for the month of October, permits issued 157, pending permits 88, inspections 162, active blight 259, blight abated to date 535, and blighted property liens were 2. For November, permits issued 118, pending permits 81, inspections 125, active blight 260, blight abated to date 537, and no blighted property liens.
Thank you very much. Item 10, any remarks from the fire chiefs? Good evening, Chief Truex.
Good evening. Pete Truex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. First, I'd like to address the software for data recording. Because Firefighter Condon mentioned that EMS charts can't combine the 4 different departments' data into 1 report, but neither can ESO. Neither of the programs can do it. The deputy fire marshal mentioned that he can't do fire investigations because we're not using ESO. EMS Charts has a fire investigation module. We click fire report, and it's supposed to go to them, and then they're supposed to go into our report and put in their investigation data. If that's not happening, then we need the feedback, hey, it's not happening, so that we can find out where the disconnect is. But we don't need to shift to ESO to be able to do fire reports. As far as, yep, the town pays for ESO, each of the volunteer fire companies uses EMS charts for NINFERS, for our monthly reports. We use it for our EMS charts and our EMS billing. And all four fire departments are in a 5-year contract with EMS charts. So,
we had a meeting regarding that, and nothing was being changed.
I'm just feeding out information. Because, you know, we're talking about we need to get going on ESO. Well, no, we don't.
No, he needs to get going on ESO there. We know that you guys are not changing your...
So his report still needs to be on, his investigation still needs to be on my report that is filed with the federal government and the state.
From the EMS chart.
Yes.
And it is not.
Apparently not right now. So we will have to get together and figure that out. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's there. It's supposed to be used. It's not being used. Is it not being used because they weren't aware of it or it's not coming to them? I don't know. That's what we need to find out.
Well, I mean, since we're all here right now, can we just ask some? Can we get an answer? Why? This is
not. It's not on the. It's just part of his report. It's not on the agenda part yet. We need to get to it.
It's remarks from the fire chief, so he's talking, so we can't talk and ask him questions.
You can't. He's got to give his report. You can ask it under the other parts of the agenda, under unfinished business when you get to number 11.
And while we're talking software that we need to use, the fire departments have paid for PS Tracks for over a year, which is like the daily checks, the weekly checks, things like that, inventories, and that's not being used. On a totally separate note, last month was really busy because of how dry it was. I think for a week there, Chesterfield spent more time in East Lyme than we did in Chesterfield because of all the brush fires they had there. The Christmas parade was really good yesterday, and for Chesterfield, our Santa's run is December 15th, starting at noon.
I have that on my report.
Thank you, Chief. Any other chiefs? Good evening, Chief Suarez.
Matt Suarez, Mohegan Fire Chief. I handed out my November report when I got here this evening. We had 169 calls for service total in our department. 82 of them were in district, 86 were out of district within town, and one was out of town. Out of those 82 in our district, 45 were unanswered by volunteers. They were covered by paid staff only. We had 5 transports and our ambulance by an all-volunteer crew out of those. And we had 3 transported by other departments outside of our district, whether it was Oakdale, Chesterfield, the tribe, whoever it was that covered it, because we were tied up on other calls. As far as the EMS charts goes, I just relieved this chief a couple months ago. I know we pay an annual fee to EMS charts. I'm unaware if we have a 5-year contract at this time. We've just been renewing it year by year. Personally, I have no knowledge. I've never used ESO. Seems like a good program, but I've never use it on a day-to-day basis. And talking with my members, they don't have a preference one way or the other. Most of them work as EMTs and other services, you know, both our career guys in the building and our volunteers in our building. And they all are very familiar with ESO, and they seem to really like it. So if it's something that, you know, the four departments can get together on and talk about, you know, I'd be open to talk about that. And that's all I got. Any questions?
Thank you, Chief. Item number 11, unfinished business. A, to consider and act on a motion to approve a policy to systemize and retain firefighter data to observe trends and effectiveness. That's nothing for us right now. Mm-hmm. We have, that's one of those monthly things that we're still dealing with. Anybody have any questions on that? B, fire company radio system upgrades. Commissioner Baker.
The lieutenant covered that under his report for the dispatch center. Thank you, sir.
I think he was coming up before you.
No. Not right now.
Question.
Yes, sir.
On the radio upgrades, Lieutenant Radford mentioned that it's information or radios are going to be installed at dispatch, but that's just the dispatch portion of it. So we still have to, what do we have to do to get the fire companies included? Is that part of the grant idea?
I believe there's additional funding required to complete the entire system, correct, Lieutenant? And that's where we are right now. Basically, we're doing what we can with the funds we have currently appropriated.
Can we ask Chief Truex? He apparently has some information.
Chief.
Keith Truex, Chesterfield Fire Company. So I talked to Chief Messer, and the state was meeting last week to go over our design because they have to approve it, everything that we want to do. Been emailing them to find out the results of their meeting. So far, they've not answered him back, and there is money already appropriated, some money, not enough to do the whole program, but to get us started on the fire department side also, separate from the money dispatch had.
Thank you. To discuss the Cottonmouth's preparation to respond to a catastrophic emergency like that in the Oxford, Connecticut. We just got that report from Paul.
Yeah.
That was Deputy Chief.
Yes.
I'm not sure what's referred to. W3 Fire Marshal, as far as that goes, we are as prepared as we can get with all this. Our policies are currently up to date at this time. If there's any further issues that need to come about to us, please bring them forward to our office so that we can get them in. Also speak to you guys or anybody else or the public in regards to how we can make sure that we're prepared for all disasters here in the town of Montville. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Thank you very much. D, discussion regarding the next gen system. Mr. Baker.
I think we can take that off the agenda.
You want to make that a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make it a motion that we'll remove that from unfinished business. Since that was part of the discussion between that and I am responding there. And that seems to be, I haven't heard any complaints on it, so.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to remove item D from unfinished business. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 And opposed? Carried. E. Reports from Firefighter Data Program Subcommittee. We have nothing to report on that, I believe.
Yeah, the chairman's not here, so
yeah.
I think it's appropriate that he's the one that would be making that report.
Yeah, he's not here.
The chairman's
so
not here.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't give a report. I got to hear what he's got to say. Thank you. 12, new business. To consider an act on a motion to approve the Public Safety Commission 25 schedule of meetings as followed: January 27th, February 24th, March 24th, April 28th, May 28th, which may be changed due to Memorial Day, or was changed due to Memorial Day, June 23rd, July 29th, August 25th, September 22nd, October 27th, November 24th, December 22nd, and January 26th of 2026.
Make a motion to approve those dates.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, December 22nd is a Monday, just like we were supposed to have a meeting. Maybe we can just change it now so it's not a special meeting?
We can do that, right, Gloria? We have to be careful on how we make amendments to anything on here because this is a special meeting per the town clerk. And that's, so I'm not sure.
Well, this.
Hold on, let me just ask Gloria. Did we make that change? Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure that we can do it. That's all. So, do you want? What's that date? Do you want to pick a day?
You don't pick a day. It's December 22nd. It's like what we were going to have for our December meeting now.
Yeah. So if you want to move it.
Move it to the Monday before.
Yeah. No, it's not on Christmas. It's the 22nd.
Thursday.
What's the Monday before that?
Thursday.
26th. Hold on. The 15th.
Yep.
You want to make that the December's meeting the 15th? I think we should.
Yes. So we're in discussion.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Thursday would be Christmas.
Go ahead, Gloria.
Is that the third Wednesday? The third Monday?
Yes.
Rather than four.
Okay. You will? Okay, so we go all the week before.
Just like tonight, yeah, then the 8th?
The 8th.
December 8th.
So somebody want to make the amendment, to make that amendment, the 8th?
I'll amend my motion to make December's meeting on the 8th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion remains second. Any further discussion?
Well, that's just, so you have our November meeting is the 24th.
Yep.
Then you have a Monday, and then you're having the meeting again. Is
well,
that
we can get rid of, or not have the one on Thanksgiving this year. But that's something that we can change it later on down the road. All right. So on the amendment, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Now let's go back to with those changes.
Make one more motion. Correction there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the listing that was put out has July 28th, and it's actually July 29th, which is what you reported. So it's the 29th that we're going to go for, July.
Monday
it's 29th. It's, yeah.
So Tuesday?
I printed it out.
So
Tuesday.
At
28th.
Yeah, but the 28th I have is Monday.
Oh, so it's going to be on the 28th?
No, you're right.
29th.
I was probably looking at 24. Sorry.
That's okay.
Hold on a second. So July 2025 meeting on this is a Tuesday.
No.
It's not.
28th.
It should be changed from July 29th to July 28th.
Make that a motion.
All right.
Okay.
You want to make that a motion?
I'll make a motion to change from July 29th to July 28th.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any other changes? Okay, now we need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the 2025 Public Safety Commission dates as amended.
There a second? Yes, Gloria, I'm sorry. So all set?
Move the original motion.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I thought we were doing. Okay. So, a motion to accept the dates. Is there a second?
Second.
Date to recommend. A second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you.
I motioned it.
I motioned it.
Yes.
Item number B under new business, to consider an act on a motion to support the hiring of another career firefighter.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I did some research earlier today, and I contacted the, pass that down, Tracy, please. I contacted the,
finance director.
Wait a second.
Would you like me to do that while you keep going?
Do you need three, Donnie? I contacted Barbara today, our finance director, and had her run some numbers just to make sure, for what it's going to cost for hiring this additional person that we're going for. And basically, Mayor, this one of these is yours too, sir. And just to explain it to you, basically this is as per the FY24-25 budget. And I had to break it down three ways. Basically the employee, which is single for insurance, employee plus one, and then a family plan. So when you look down at the total numbers under wages, fringe benefits, for the single is 97.32, 312.38 for one, 111,940.38, and for families, 118,583.38. I broke it down into a per month cost because we don't know once we hire when the hire date for the new employee is going to be. Assuming it's going to be, again, these are assumptions, assuming it would be January 1, it would be one of three numbers. The single would be 48,665.98, employee plus one, 55,969.98, and for family, 59,291.46. Then I went one further, and just in case they can't get on by the first of the year, we have the February cost, which is your 5 month. So those are the numbers that basically we're looking at for hiring this employee. I think what we should do, and this is just my opinion, it probably is going to be my motion. Looking at the cost, I think rather than hiring one firefighter now and then waiting until July 1 and hire the second one to bring us up to the 16 that we will have, so we're full staffed, I think we should make a recommendation to town council to just hire two now. We're in the process of getting ready to go into, on the 16th, we're going to be interviewing our potential candidates. So rather than going through this all again in 4 months, I think we should make a recommendation again to town council to hire two people now. Let's get us up to the 16, and then come July 1, we don't have to worry about hiring anybody else.
Any other discussion?
I gotta make
it. I wouldn't put in hiring anybody else. Just worry about July 1st when July 1st comes.
No, this will bring us up, if we hire two now,
right,
this will bring us up to 16 people, so we're full. We have a full staff.
We don't have to hire any more.
We don't have to hire anybody come July 1. And we can get people on a little earlier, save a little bit more on the overtime costs. So that would be my motion, that we recommend to the town council to hire up to two firefighters immediately, or whenever we get the interviews done, we go from there.
Could I interject?
Go ahead, Mr.
What's the cost, this versus the overtime? Did she tell you that?
No, she didn't.
Can you make a recommendation? Well, I can tell you in the first quarter, we went to through $300,000 in overtime.
I guess this is
for two people. That's filling the shifts of two people, plus any incidental overtime. My understanding is that the overtime versus salary with all benefits, it actually costs you about $8,000 more per year. So you should be weighing the, it actually is a little cheaper
to do the overtime, but there's more wear and tear, there's longer hours. Obviously, there's disadvantages to all the overtime that's being worked, lack of time off, a lot of issues to take into consideration. So I'm just throwing that out there to consider all. I mean, in my opinion, it's worth it. It's worth the additional money when you're having the extra people on for a lot of reasons. You have a full staff, and because of the mandate that's been placed on us for two people on per company, to have a 16 on is going to be advantageous overall, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Brian, you made a motion?
Yeah, I made a motion. Again, go ahead and read it back if you would, Gloria.
Can you hear it?
I'd like to make a motion that we recommend to the town council to hire up to two firefighters to bring us up to the full staff of the 16 that we should be at.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. Roll call vote, please, Gloria.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillette?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item number 12C, to consider and act on a motion to replace or refurbish the Chesterfield Rescue Truck M37. Chief Schwartz.
Good evening, Keith Trex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. I handed out packets to all of you up front. I was tasked with for looking into refurbishing or replacing the rescue truck M37 at Chesterfield and what the cost differences would be. And part of looking into the replacement cost, I was also asked to look into a light rescue. So the first three, two letters and one email are from apparatus manufacturers. All three of them said it would not be advised to replace our rescue truck that we currently have that is a medium duty rescue truck with a light rescue truck. Some of them came and looked at the rescue truck. The others had me take pictures, take measurements, take pictures of all the equipment and send it to them. The issues that would be involved if we go light rescue is one, there's not enough volume to contain all the material that we currently have. And more importantly, if we did try to stuff it in there and manage to, we would exceed the GVW of the vehicle, which would make it not safe for the roads. So that is the first three things. The fourth page is a cost breakdown between replacing with a medium duty rescue and refurbishing it. And obviously, refurbishing it is going to be cheaper. originally, the new truck was going to be $510,000. They are now seeing an increase. It's going to raise that to $522,315.09, which is a $12,315.09 increase. Other than whether we go new or we refurbish, all of the rest of the costs are going to be identical for vehicles, no matter which we do. We still have to put the new radio system in. We need to upgrade the rescue tools, and we need to add the SCBA and SCBA cylinder. The reason for that is back when we replaced them 2 years ago, there was a miscount on how many that Chesterfield had, so we're actually short one, and this lets us come back to the amount that we originally had. So if we were to replace with brand new, it would be $599,660.32, which is still under the $625,000 that was appropriated by town council for this vehicle. If we refurbish it, the rough cost is $390,108.23. The reason I say the rough cost is with this, when they start taking apart a 28-year-old truck, which is how old it will be by then, if they find additional things wrong with it, they're going to want to get paid to take care of those issues. The next page is just a kind of pros and cons. The refurbishment is $209,552.09 cheaper than buying new. If we refurbish the old M37, we won't have to deal with the diesel exhaust fluid system, which some apparatuses have issues with. If we're having it refurbished, it will come with a two-year warranty on anything that they actually refurbish, plus whatever the warranty is on the parts from the manufacturer. But if we refurbish, we're still going to be left with a 28-year-old truck that doesn't meet the NFPA recommendation, and it is only a recommendation, of vehicle life use, which is 24 years. So we're already 4 years past it. If you refurbish a truck, it does not add to that time. So we could refurb it, and yeah, we can run that truck another 10 years, but it doesn't add to the NFPA's, hey, you shouldn't have a vehicle in service past 24 years. Again, I mentioned that the refurbishing costs could go higher depending on issues they find as they take the vehicle apart. If we replace the old M37 with the new one, it will meet all NFPA specifications for the rescue truck. The replacement would be a medium duty, which is exactly what the current M37 is. If we get a new M37 versus refurbishment, it'll come with all the latest firefighter safety upgrades, which refurbishment doesn't do that. A new will have a general warranty for 1 year, a 5-year fire service engine warranty, a 5-year fire service transmission warranty, a 10-year body structural warranty, and a 10-year body paint warranty. Additionally, if we refurbish the current M37, it'll leave the west side of town without a rescue truck for 8 to 12 months, whereas if we buy new, it'll take about an hour when the new one comes in and we've trained everybody on how to use it. Then we take the old one out of service, we move the materials that have to be moved from the old one to the new one, and it's back in service in about an hour. So that's something that should also be looked at. After that is just quotes and specifications on each of the apparatus that breaks down what I already discussed cost-wise.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
If it's on here, you said it's refurbished and leaves you with a 28-year-old truck that doesn't meet the recommendations. Does anything change with coverage insurance-wise or anything? Because it's over the 24-year limit?
Not unless something happens and then a lawyer goes, well, is there a standard or specification involving this? And okay. They're going to go, well, there's an NFPA specification, because it is, but it's only a recommendation, but it is still an NFPA spec that says you shouldn't have a vehicle in service greater than 24 years.
No matter how many times it's used a year?
Doesn't matter.
So if you
doesn't
never
matter
used
what the
it
mileage
when it was
is,
sitting?
Yep, doesn't matter any of that. It's It's the year of the vehicle, and that's what they look at.
And this came back to us. Didn't this already go to town council?
Well, town council put money aside. They did that, and then they said, well, we're waiting for the fire chiefs and the public safety committee to make the recommendation. I will tell you that three chiefs have said, well, let's refurb it. One of them wants to refurb it because the spec on the new isn't clear to him, because U.S. fire apparatus, when they buy their chassis, which they have them in stock, when they spec their chassis, they spec it to be able to be a rescue truck or an engine or a tanker. So they'll have in there things about fire pumps and fire this and fire that that doesn't apply to a rescue truck, but that's in their general spec. That's how they purchase their chassis.
So the four chiefs, three of them said refurbish, one said buy new?
Well, I would like new, and I kind of listed the reasons why.
Yes,
three of them said refurbish because of the cost difference. Well, two said cost difference. One said he's not sure whether it's a good deal because the spec, he had an issue with the fact that it listed fire equipment on a rescue truck.
No, but only because you said the town council sent you back, and since you already talked to the chiefs, I was just going to say, what do they think? Because I think you guys all talk about what you should get.
Chief, so then it's my understanding that the other three chiefs feel that the West Side should maintain a rescue truck.
That was the indication, yes.
Okay. So everybody's
from what? Just this conversation right now?
No.
Oh.
From talking with the other chiefs.
No. What I meant is they asked, you know, the chiefs are supposed to make a recommendation. Well, if they all say, okay, refurbish it, as far as that.
No, he was saying should it be refurbished or new. They were saying
refurbished. They still want a rescue on that side of town. Some kind of a rescue.
So the chiefs, they didn't?
Yes, there should be a rescue on the other side of town, whether it's refurbish the current one or get a new one.
Right.
That is up to your recommendation, and then the town council makes the final decision.
Any other discussion?
Chief.
Yes, sir.
Could I throw my two cents in? I was hoping that the four chiefs would all agree on which way to go here. And I know that at least one of them is adamant that refurb, and I'm not really sure about the other two at this point. I wish they were here to voice, but the money's been appropriated. We should heed the NFPA recommendations. I don't care if they are only recommendations. It's still a 28-year-old vehicle. I don't want to cut Chesterfield short one iota, regardless of the number of calls, regardless. The message that we need to send to that side of town for development should be all positive. And I would hope that the Public Safety Commission would listen to what's going on over there, look at what's going on over there, and there's more to come. And we don't want to send the wrong message. So I would hope that you would support that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any other discussion?
Yes. I'm just wondering why if it was already sent to town council, why is the town council pushing it back to us to make?
I can probably
I just told
that.
You that.
I might be able to answer that question. The last year, during the budget cycle, we put that truck into our plan, our apparatus plan, and it had to be financed. Money had to be appropriated into a fund to replace this truck. So the town council did appropriate the money for replacement based on our decision. Obviously, if we didn't replace it, then they're going to take the money out. The money can be used elsewhere for some other project through a transfer of funds, I guess you could say. So right now, the money is there. The money is available for a piece of apparatus for Chesterfield for a rescue truck. And all we have to do is approve it and send a recommendation to the town council, and they'll put it out to bid and do what they have to do from there. Or I should say finance director would put it out to bid.
That's all. I understand. Thank you.
Yeah, and just two other points. One, we're looking at possibly changing the bond property into this huge recreation area. And, you know, I don't know if any of you have been there, but right now there's cliffs, there's all kinds of places people can get into trouble. You know, you might want a rescue truck available for that. The other thing is, this coming spring, summer, we're going to be looking at doing another ISO evaluation for insurance ratings for the town. ISO includes rescue trucks in their rating.
So. Can you tell, I know you said this before, how many rescue trucks are in town?
Chesterfield has one, Montville has one, and Mohegan has one. The two on this side of town are heavy rescues and a medium-duty rescue on the west side.
How do we know how, I'm just asking since we're talking about it, how often the rescue truck goes out from Mohegan to Montville?
I
wouldn't know that. Okay.
Don't know that. I know mine would have gone out today, but it's out of service for maintenance. Otherwise, it would have gone to the hazmat call today.
Anything else, Karen?
No, I'm all set. Sorry. Thank you.
So, my concerns are, my biggest concerns are, one is the price. I think it's way too much money to spend on a rescue truck on the other side of town when we have two heavy-duty rescues within 10 to 15 minutes of your first needs, whether it be Mohegan or Montville. There's a rescue in Salem. You have a rescue in East Lyme. You have a rescue in Cohansey. We have more. We have rescues coming out our ears. I think looking at the equipment that you're asking for, Chief, is such a duplicate of equipment in our town. I just don't see it viable. I don't understand, you know, why you put in for all the rescue equipment to go on their cutters, spreaders, all the rescue stuff, when all the other departments in town have paid for theirs, not through town funds. I think that is a real concern. It's a lot of money looking at the price of those tools. You have some of the tools that are on your truck. I understand they're outdated. You know, I get it. I mean, Oakdale has cutters and spreaders, and we have enough to perform an immediate extrication if needed, and then rely on the heavy-duty rescues, whether they come from wherever. If it's on 82, then we would call East Great Plains if Mohegan wasn't available. And there's so many rescue trucks, and to spend this amount of money, I can't in good conscience. I would love to see, you know, something else. You know, the other thing is, you know, you got $7,700 for the radio system. But wouldn't that be included in the new radios that we're getting from the town's money?
When the town gets the money? Right now, so the town has only done piecemeal. So,
yeah, but you're talking about before this truck would be voted on, approved, and made. What are you talking, a year and a half?
No. He says about 3 to 6 months. Yeah. Again, they already have the chassis at the factory, at the manufacturer. And, yeah, I get it that the price is higher than what we thought. When we bought Montville's engine a couple months ago, the price was way higher than people thought. But I didn't hear Montville getting raked over the coals that it's too much. Or, hey, there's all these other engines in the area, so we don't need to replace it. When we come to replace the ladder truck, which is coming, and it's going to be very expensive. There's ladder trucks all over the place, right, but it would be a very poor decision to go, oh, we shouldn't replace this because we can bring mutual aid in out from somewhere else.
Right. So can you honestly stand there, and Chief, and say that If you had a wreck in front of your station and you needed a rescue truck, you couldn't get one within 15 minutes?
I don't know if I could.
From any town, whether it be Cohansey, whether it be East Line, whether it be Salem, Colchester?
Mohegan. Again, it depends on all of their calls. It depends on if 17 or 27's out of service, which this year it's happened where both of them were out of service at the same time. And where was the only rescue in town? Sitting at Chesterfield.
All right, and if they had a wreck up on 395, they would have called East Great Plain or got a heavy rescue there, or on Route 82. I mean, it's not that we don't have them.
Mr. Chairman, you're
talking apples and oranges about pumpers versus rescues. There's a difference.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just interject this 15-minute period. The emergency medical plan right now calls for 10 minutes.
That's not for a rescue truck. That's for an ambulance. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Still, I think 15 minutes is a little more than what we should be waiting for.
Yeah, 15 minutes is ideal. If Montville and Mohegan are already on a call on this side of the town, odds on getting 17 or 27 are pretty slim.
Any other discussion?
Can Chief Suarez come up and offer his opinion?
Chief Suarez, Mohegan Fire Department.
What's your opinion of this, of the replacement of 37? I know I'm putting you on the spot. You've been chief for a month now, but you've been around for a while, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a rare occasion. I'm going to agree with Gary on something here. But I believe that it is a lot of money to put it something that we have plenty of assets out there for. My biggest hang up, I didn't even consider making a true decision yet because the spec I was given wasn't really a spec. I'm used to the spec being, you know, the department writes a spec and gives it to the manufacturer, says this is what I want, not the manufacturer giving us a list of options. That list of options to me I couldn't make an informed decision on it because it was, you know, half fire truck, half rescue truck. You know, I mean, to me, I need a spec of what we're looking for to know if that $600,000 is a good deal before I would even consider it.
Well, I guess the general question is, do you feel that there should be a rescue truck, this is my question, on the west side of town?
I mean, I would. Do I disagree with it? I think there should be something available. What we currently have, you know, 37, I think it's fine for the amount of calls that it gets. You know, we're not trying to get rid of it. You know, I don't see a reason to make it go away. You know, just maybe not replace it right now. 41 has rescue tools on it, if I'm correct, right? I mean, so we're not without rescue tools on that side of town. 41 has the has equipment on board that can be used. Yeah. It's not.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody else wishing to speak here?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
First things first, item C under new business says consider an act on a motion to replace or refurbish, not whether we need it. That's just a point of order. And we're talking, we're back to that, and I know we've rehashed that quite a few times. The most damning thing I see, and I just did the math, when you look at replacing a new truck with warranties, that's going to last you 25 years, you're going to spend $599,660.32. You're going to refurbish a 28-year-old truck with no warranties, zero warranties when you get it back, none. Nada. Taillight warranty. You see the taillights, that's as far as it goes. So, with that being said, get my phone opened up again. If you decide to refurbish that truck for $390,108.23 versus buying another one for $599,660.32, you're asking to appropriate 65% funds to refurbish a 20-year-old truck, when for another 35%, you can buy a brand new truck with warranties. That makes absolutely no sense to me. None whatsoever. If it was 15% of the cost of a new truck, maybe I'd think about it. 65% of the cost of a new truck? To hang on to a 28-year-old truck? Would you take a 28-year-old snowplow in town and spend that kind of money on refurbing it to hang on to it? Police car? Anything else? No. The answer is no. So I know how I feel about it, and I don't think financially or fiscally it is a good decision to make to appropriate that kind of money for a 28-year-old truck. My opinion.
I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
So as a, I guess, a layman, I'm not a firefighter, and I'm not really clear on the kinds of trucks, like a rescue versus, well, I know what a fire truck is. I guess I can't say that I don't know. But for me, part of what you said, Chief, was, you know, like if something, or I'm sorry, I think you said it, Gary, was if there was an accident, somebody would get there. Well, part of it for me is 85 is very busy anyway. And I'm not sure that I would want to wait if I was the one who needed that rescue on 85 for another 15 minutes or more, because people have to get from one part of the town to their fire station and then to Chesterfield. So as far as the money goes and refurbishing, if you can keep some of the tools that you have, lessen the cost, I'm not really sure. You know, if that would be something that would be better. I don't know if the bottom of the old truck is really damaged and rusted because the roads and stuff and all the salt that they use. I know these are different factors, but for me, I don't want to. I just think if they could have it at that end of town, if we have it at this end of town, it makes us a little bit safer, in my opinion. And that's all I really have to say. I just think that the spot where Chesterfield is, Route 85 is super busy. It connects with the 161. People are just constantly flying around there. And you don't want to keep waiting and waiting because somebody doesn't have the tools that are needed as far as vehicles and tools. That's my opinion.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody else wishing to speak?
I have a question because Commissioner Baker said that the refurbish wouldn't have any warranty. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
But in here he says, in this, I'm misunderstanding it, refurbishing will have a 2-year warranty on anything that is refurbished plus manufacturing warranty on new parts.
Is that true?
Yes, it says it in this.
On whatever they refurbish.
On whatever they refurbish.
I read the.
It says refurbishing will have a 2-year warranty on anything that is refurbished.
Okay, I missed that. My bad.
Sorry
about that.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not in favor of the refurb. Let me get that straight. But I do think you can go down to a smaller truck, a less expensive truck, and it, on equipment wise. This is my feeling. I just want that to be known. I am not in favor of the refurb. But I do think that the rescue truck can be purchased cheaper, smaller, and less equipment on it. I think the main goal of a rescue, you know, the immediate rescue truck for those that don't have a heavy duty is to be able to pop the door, pop a window, pop the door, pry it open, which you can have those tools on any pumper. You can have it. We have it. Oakdale's got it on their pumper. Spreaders, cutters, it's on the pumper. I mean, it can work. I just feel it's too much money, that's all.
So we don't have, I mean, I know Commissioner Baker made a comment, it said this or that, but if it's not this or that, then we can bypass, we don't have to vote on anything if we don't agree on
it.
Well,
I think the town council is looking for a vote one way or the other from us on whether whether they should have.
Well, okay, if you were to vote right now, you don't believe in refurbishing, you don't believe in that new one, so what are you voting on?
You'll find out in a minute.
We'll start with you first, then.
I don't care.
No, we all have to vote on it.
Yes.
It's going to come down to refurbish or...
But it can't, because that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. It's refurbish or new, what he's putting in for it.
That's what the agenda says.
So.
Let's ask our town council liaison. Let's get his input. I mean, we keep talking about the town council and.
Yeah, I think the way that it's worded in the agenda makes it hard for you to recommend one way or the other because it's already put in like we're doing it. You know what I mean? So it seems late for those recommendations. But I would say if you don't support one way or the other, I would just abstain because that's kind of saying you don't support purchasing a new one and you don't support refurbishing it. So I think we're just looking for your I don't know. It seems like we kind of went backwards with this. But so I would just say if you don't agree with either, I guess abstain.
You got something, Chief?
Yeah, sure.
So in 2018, the town council adopted resolution 2018-41. I don't think you guys can proceed at this point with a vote based on that resolution because one of the, you know, despite all the stuff in the first half of it, the second half goes into all four chiefs have to be, you know, are in agreement and then we move on. And right now we're not.
What are you not in agreement on?
What's that?
What are you not in agreement on?
On whether to refer to
do you want
buy a new one?
I asked a question.
Right.
All four chiefs
right.
recommend we keep a rescue on the west on the west side of town. And the answer was yes. What I heard. It's what I heard. So the four of you are saying you want to keep a rescue over there, have a rescue. Whatever it may be is whatever it may be.
I didn't hear that. I heard three wanted refurbished. Didn't think they needed a new one.
Three wanted refurbished, and the chief said he thinks he'd like to have a new one.
Well, if it was one or the other. But
the point is, are we keeping a truck on the west side of town?
I know you're a fire truck salesman, but I mean.
No, I'm not a salesman. I'm retired.
But that isn't the question.
Let's all raise our hand here to speak, and then we can get through the assembly. Thank you, Chief. Did you have something else to say, Chief?
Just that I was told to ask the other chiefs for their input. The other chiefs all said refurbished. That's what I reported. If we're going to backtrack now, that I can't control. That's why I asked to put it on the agenda and move forward. As you can see, the prices aren't going down on doing this. I started this project a year ago, presented it as soon as we were in the new budget. Town council had already put it in their budget. I mean, I don't know what we need to do. Chesterfield is always the redheaded stepchild that, no, you can't have career staff. No, you can't get a new tanker. Okay, we'll let you get a new tanker, but not what you want. Whereas the other departments go, I want this, and it's like, all in favor, aye.
Well, a lot of it has to do, Chief, because they started out making the new rule about the chiefs have to approve things. So, you know, it's not the town. The town said they got to have, you know, the chiefs approve or be in favor.
And the chiefs have said do something with it. And if push comes to shove and I have to get a refurb because that's what the other three want, at least we're doing something with it. We're not letting it just sit there with a 28-year-old truck with over 20-year-old rescue equipment. Yes, we bought the rescue equipment that's on there. At the cost now, it's the town's rescue truck. If the town goes, hey, M27 got wrecked, we're going to move 37 to Mohegan, what are you going to do? You want me to take my rescue tools off and go, sorry, those are mine? No, it should belong to the town. It's a town piece of apparatus. The town should purchase the equipment on it. And that's a mindset that we need to change of, well, the fire company should buy that. No, we shouldn't.
I don't think you should either.
Could you, what he suggested, instead of the medium rescue truck or go a lighter rescue truck?
You have two letters and an email from manufacturers of rescue trucks saying don't do it. It's in your package. The first three things that you have were addressing going down to a light rescue. and all three of them said, we don't recommend it.
Are these the people that are going to put in a bid for the fire trucks?
It depends on if we're going new or refurbing.
You know what I mean? Because I'd say, hey, don't
if,
do this.
If they are new truck manufacturers, yes.
Well, of course they're going to want new truck, not refurbish.
No, you asked whether they would put a bid in. Those are new truck manufacturers, so I would assume they're all going to put bids in.
Well, isn't the whole thing where it's indicated that all four chiefs have to be in agreement?
I don't think that, you know, you should wait on what I have to say. I'm just one opinion on this group. And if you feel that Chesterfield Fire should have a new truck, then vote in, then certainly vote in favor.
No, 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 I'm just asking. I too heard other people saying whether or not if they need a new one or not. So I just wanted to know, everybody keeps bringing up this or that. If the four chiefs are supposed to be in agreement, the four chiefs are not in agreement. So shouldn't we talk to the four chiefs? Or somebody have a meeting with the four chiefs and just lay it all out?
I think the chiefs have already said what they're going to say. From if I'm listening to what he just said, the chiefs have already said they are basically not in favor of a new fire truck. They basically would rather see a refurb. However, because the chiefs say that, doesn't mean that that's gold. That's just their recommendation, and that's something that we would weigh and the town council would also weigh that. It doesn't say, just because it said that they need to have an opinion, that's all it is an opinion. And so if feel that they should have a new truck, a $600,000 truck, then say yes and let the town council decide whether or not they want to spend that money. Let them put the time and energy into it. We're really a recommending body here. We could say no, and if I was standing there, and if this group said no, I would be at the next town council meeting, just like he's got his people sitting out there. I'd have 10 times more. And I would be fighting for my fire truck. He's the chief. If he wants his truck, he's got to fight for it. And we can fill whatever way we want.
And that's the reason I gave you the package with both options. With as much information that I could, both for and against both options. I mean, I didn't hide, you know, here's how much you could save. I put it all out there. And that way people can make an informed decision.
Chief, I'm not saying that you're hiding anything.
No, 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 no. I get that. I'm just saying that's why I put that package together.
I just think it's too much for the area. I'm not saying that Chesterfield doesn't need to have some type of rescue equipment down there. But what you're asking for, in my opinion only, is too much. And I, you know, that's how I feel. I've always supported Chesterfield Fire when it comes to paid firefighters. I've always said I think Chesterfield should have full staffing down there.
Yep.
From day one. I didn't think they should ever be have left out. And I'm not trying to bastardize the Chesterfield Fire Department. I'm not.
No, but unfortunately some individuals do, and it wasn't until the new contract that we got the same coverage as the other departments in town. Why? Is my house not as valuable as somebody's house over here? Is my life not as important or my neighbor's? I mean, that's my point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do we get treated different? Oh, your call volume's lower. Yeah, but when we get them, we get the things like, you know, the gasoline tanker that gets hit and catches fire in front of the firehouse. A couple years later, the oil truck rolls over in front of Rinaldi's. I think it was Izzy's back then. And poured out a whole bunch of oil, and the only reason that wasn't a huge issue, they were replacing the tanks, so there happened to be heavy equipment and a whole lot of dirt that could be used to dike off all that oil that came out. It's not that we don't get those calls.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify something because Karen brought it up too, about the light rescue and the heavy rescue thing there or whatever it is. Medium rescue, I'm sorry. Is what is the reason that the manufacturers told you recommended you do not go to a light duty rescue over a medium duty rescue? Is it because the equipment you currently have in your truck
Exactly.
A line of rescue cannot carry that amount of equipment?
Correct.
Safely, it would exceed the GVW, is that what they're saying?
And the volume isn't there to put it all on it.
That was just a little.
And I mean, I know it's great to say, oh, go to light rescue, take equipment off. Okay, what equipment do we take off? Which piece of gear that, yep, most of it doesn't get used very often, but when it's needed, you want it there. What do we take off and go, okay, we're going to roll the dice that we're not going to have a cold water rescue, so we'll take that and the sled and all that off, or we don't need all of the cribbing and dunnage and everything, and then we get a tractor-trailer accident on 85, and somebody's underneath the tractor-trailer, and we're trying to get them out, and yep, the heavy rescue's coming, but in the meantime, that person's in there bleeding out. Do you want to be the person inside of that vehicle waiting for the heavy rescue? If the paid staff's already tied up and it's during the day and...
Is there volunteers come out during the day?
At my station? Yes, they do.
Any other discussion?
No.
So somebody should make a motion as to whether you want to do a new truck or a refurbished one, and then...
I'll make a motion to replace 37 with a new truck.
There a second.
Per the agreement here, or the proposal from the chief.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
A motion has been made and seconded to approve the $600,000. Is that what it's six or
624?
$600,000. I saw one that said 620. I don't know what that
is. 625 is how much the
capital improvement plan has.
Oh,
522,315,09 would be new.
What's the number?
Would be, no, yeah, it would be new.
599,660.32.
For a total cost of a replacement. 599,660.
599,660.32. Sure, they'll probably forgive the 32 cents. Is there any further discussion? Yes, Mr.
Point,
Mayor.
If I may.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody knows it here or not, and to my point about the wrong message being sent, not only to development, but to the residents, HDTV has nominated or has listed Montville as one of the top 50 towns in this country for Christmassy appearance, okay? And that alone, the notoriety that something like that is gonna bring, Montville, Montville, Connecticut, one of 50, you know, I'm talking about attracting development. Well, that in itself is enough to attract something. And it's because of that end of town that Montville got the recognition. If you look at that site of HDTV, you'll see the dinosaur place there. And that is what I'm talking cool about. Place. So you got to take that under consideration of sending the right message.
Mm-hmm. That is a cool place.
All right, now we'll move on to a roll call vote, please, Gloria.
I'm not going to pass. I'm not going to vote.
Abstain.
What?
Are you abstaining?
Yes.
Christian Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Nope.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes, to a new one.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillette?
No.
Motion passes 3-2-1. Moving on, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Dave,
Bradford, Lieutenant Montville Police. Mr. Chairman, I just want to make a quick point of order regarding the voting that you did for your annual, your monthly meetings for next year. Just bear in mind, December 8th, you guys chose to move that to. Typically, that's the second Monday, which is the council meeting.
That's what I was thinking.
Which is what day?
The council meeting. Just yes. Keep that in mind.
Which, it'll probably be changed down the road. That's okay.
We
fix it.
We
Thank
tried.
You. I knew that when I saw that.
John Meagle, Deputy Fire Marshal. Just a comment in regards to Chief Truex's information that is not accurate. The reason why ESO cannot be combined into one fire department is because there is four NMFRS numbers. If we had one NMFRS number, I'd be able to take all the four fire departments and connect them into one collection data. So just to let you know. ESO fire reports can be completed at any time. And also, as far as your accuracy on the us not doing our investigation portion of the EMS charts, all of them are completed and very thoroughly completed and turned in on time. Also, you also stated that you file federally and state with your numbers, which is false, because if you look at the website itself, that is inaccurate, where there are zeros across the whole entire year itself. And as far as PS tracks not being used, it's also because they have not been trained on it. We have requested for it and they have not. And as far as the unfinished business on A, it was glazed over, which was inappropriate, and no comments were able to be made during that time frame. That is the collection data that we are trying to do, and that it should be brought forward again at this time. And I think that's it for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak?
I'm going to address a couple issues here. First, my comment that the fire marshal's office wasn't doing the fire investigations was my misunderstanding, because he said they had to go to ESO to be able to do it. So I thought that meant they weren't doing it. So obviously it was a misunderstanding on my part, but that's what he said, that they had to go to ESO to do the fire investigations, which is not correct. ESO can't combine when we have four NMFRS numbers. Neither can EMS charts. If we go to one, EMS charts can combine all four. But we went to four separate so that when we go to apply for grants, we all have our own numbers. PS tracks. The training is embedded in the program online. So the training is an online training. So this, you know, we need to sit down to train them. If we sit down to do a training, it's going to be, okay, let's all sit in a room. Now let me open PS Tracks. Let me go to their online training and click through it for you. It's that simple. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Hold on. Anybody else wishing to speak?
Good evening, Timothy Condon, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford, Connecticut, Union President of the Firefighters. I just want to say a couple of things. I think there's a lot of confusion around the data, and there's a lot of emotion around the fire service in general. I've stood at this podium many times and asked that we need to have a better format for the fire service to communicate internally better. I feel for the chief because I think he correctly expresses he represents a district, and you can see the passion that he brings to trying to do that. That's his job. But my hope was that we could root our community in data and start taking personalities out of the firehouses and start communicating based on something other than somebody's opinion. And it seems like our fire service is riddled with nothing but opinions, and it's very hard to get facts out. So the base layer was to try to get all of us together to create a data set that we agreed on. Once we agreed on a data set, then nobody later on, once the data started saying that Chesterfield does need a brand new M37, then there wouldn't be this back and forth of opinions between fire chiefs, the union, and the district. So when the chief originally got up here, I apologize if I misspoke. I was not trying to elude that. ESO is the same type of program that EMS charts is, in the fact that they cannot spool four data sets together. The fire companies have the responsibility to the state of Connecticut to report NFERS. That will not and cannot change. What also cannot and will not change is their ability to choose the system in which they do that on. The town is a separate entity. I work for you. John works for you. You own a program that we can take data directly into and not have to worry about asking a system to spool the data together. We can input it as if it were one. It will not be the official data set for reporting to the government, above our government. What it would do is start giving us the tools to start talking about how we start doing community planning in a proper and respectful way outside of the public eye, where we can have longer format discussions on these highly complicated topics. I know that, you know, as a union president, I take a lot of incoming fire that, you know, we're part of a problem, and every month I make myself available to this body and to the town, and I try as best as I can to calmly come up here and say the fire service needs a better way. And I will say this: if we can't find a better way to start planning for our community, then it's time to push the reset button on the fire service and get an outside study done.
Oh, geez.
To jump. Listen, that's where it's going to have to go, though, if we can't do it internally. And I agree with you, outside studies, and Brian can shake his head too, because we've done them in Waterford and he was part of them. But we're talking about community planning. Do we need this? Do we need that? What we left out of the entire discussion was, who staffs this? How many people do we have available for that? And I'm not even talking about the career staff. I'm talking about volunteer staffing. The fire companies, the town of Mottville has to find a better way to communicate.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Hearing none, we'll move on. Remarks from the mayor.
All in all, I think tonight was a healthy exchange of information. I am disappointed that the commission tabled the data issue. There were two other people that were involved in that discussions that probably could have spoke. And if you needed a new mission reworded, that should have been prepared. This has been kicked around long enough, and I was really hoping that the Public Safety Commission would be the vehicle to weigh all the facts, to weigh all the conditions, including costs. You know, costs are an issue, and if the systems are the same, there's a huge advantage to EMS charts because we don't pay for it. But it's up to the commission to weigh those facts. Are they the same? Does one have an advantage over the other? That's what I was hoping to get. And I don't understand what happened with the previous subcommittee, why they weren't able to reach a decision, but hoping that between now and January, you can draft a mission statement that is going to identify exactly what it is you're asking of that subcommittee. I know what it should be. And I'd be glad to help write that if you come to me and say, let's write it up. But something's got to be done. What I said about HGTV was, I felt was very important, because there's a lot HGTV, a lot of people see that. You know, when you go down that list and you see Mottville, Connecticut in there, and you say, Jesus. You know, that means a lot. And it isn't just over there. You know, you go around town and you see all, for the holiday spirit, you look at the decorations in it, and there's a lot going on. You know, we're applying for a grant for the Route 32, 163 corridor to develop, you know, and what's going on in 85, much thanks to Marsha Vaughn for what it is today, it's going to get better because of what's going on over there. It's going to attract more people. On the animal control facility costs, I apologize to the lieutenant for not providing this information earlier, but I just was in touch with DECD, and I let them know that the low bid amount plus the money that we have towards soft costs, it comes out to $2.947 million. The funding that we have is $2.636 million. So the difference is $311,323, which I'll be bringing back to the town council to ask for appropriations for that coming out of, general fund. So basically, we're going to be getting a $2.9 million facility for $311,000. You know, I don't think it's a bad deal. I think it's a bad deal that we have to spend $3 million on a animal kennel, but more unfunded state mandates. And we don't have any control over that. In the year 2029, we would be mandated to meet those regulations and those conditions for the kennel. So we're ahead of the curve. Even though it's taken us 5 years to get to this point, we're still ahead of the curve. I think we're in good shape. The light parade was a huge success. They had 26 units, and they were very successful, and my annual thanks goes out to the Montville Fire Police, because if it wasn't for those people that gave their time, it would not be conducted safely. The police department for rerouting and making the scene safe was also a factor. Public Works, Fire Department. Public Works has been doing this for all these years, and with very little recognition. But they do a good job, and they make it work. Peter Bushway puts a lot of time, a lot of effort into that whole program, and he does his best to build it up every year. And the crowd that gathered around that tree light last night is an indication of its growth with 26 units. Kind of hard to pick a winner, too. I want to commend the police department on the letters of thanks, and especially to Officer Lalamere for his enthusiasm and his effort to act on his own to go out and solve that. It was obvious to him, and to put himself at risk all by himself. I know what that feels like, and for him to not give up, and that's what police are about. We don't give up. He's a great asset to this town. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilor Liaison Sebelia, anything?
Yeah, just I want to thank you guys for all the discussion and the recommendations tonight. I guess you guys kind of updated the firefighter recommendation, because in March we talked about it and it was kind of discussed. Let's hire one, stagger it out, maybe 6 months later hire another, 6 months after that do another. Just, I know there was concerns over the candidate pool and things like that, and just getting the budget passed in general. So we will, you know, take your recommendations into account and get us to 16 career firefighters, I guess, as soon as we can. I mean, we'll discuss it more, but thank you for that. And we also, we toured the Oxaboxo Lofts over the weekend. It's the old Faria factory. There was a good amount of emergency emergency personnel services there checking it out. There's 70 units, 11 different buildings. There's some really unique layouts in some of the apartments, so it's going to be a challenge for anyone that responds. So I thought it was good that we went out there, and I know Montville planned on doing some type of training there as well, just to get a better idea of the layout and So, you know, I think just in general, our emergency services in town are phenomenal, and I just wanted to thank you guys for all that. So, appreciate it.
Thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Gillette. Mr. Callahan.
I'm all set.
Thank you. Mr. Baker.
Just, as always, want to thank each and every one of you for the job you do out there. Police, fire, everybody, and all the town employees. And I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and above all, please be safe.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yep, just want to get the word out that the volunteer fire companies, they will be teaming up with Santa Claus again this year, and the following is when Santa's going to make his rounds into the neighborhood. We have Montville Volunteer Fire Company, December 21st at 4 o'clock, heading out. Mohegan Fire Company, December 21st at 3, starting at 3 o'clock. Chesterfield, Chief Schultz already mentioned, December 15th, heading out around noon. And Oakdale is December 22nd, heading out at 8 a.m. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Stewart?
I too heard the Oxbox of Lofts on Saturday. It is very interesting. It will be a challenge getting into some of those places. Thanks for the police department for all the good things, the letters that you've received, the recognitions. Sounds like the breakfast on the 18th will be a good event. I hope we've resolved this issue for the rescue truck for Chesterfield, and we can get that thing ordered and get in, and then we can start looking at the ladder truck in the not too distant future. And one of the questions I have, Mr. Mayor, is budgets. Do we know when the budgets are supposed to be in this year, since we are in the middle of December almost?
I spoke to the finance director and asked her to get out the sheets to the individual departments this month. Hopefully we'll have something by the January meeting to consider. I'm hoping, but I don't have any dates set yet.
Understand.
Oh, you know what I failed to mention in my comments, since you're the liaison to the public, to the building department, the trainee building official is set for February, beginning of February, to take his assistant building official test, which will make him available for residential.
Oh.
So perfect. February, you know, fingers crossed, good we're hoping thing. To have that.
Good, good. Beyond that, have a good holiday and be safe.
The other thing I would like to say is a couple of comments. One, I'm going to say this to Chief Suarez, that your comment that you made about Commissioner Baker, he hasn't worked for shipments probably in 4 or 5 years. He doesn't sell fire trucks to anybody anymore. And when he did, he was a damn good salesman. But I know he does not sell fire trucks anymore. So he does help out chiefs that request his assistance in specking out trucks. And I spoke to him before he even got on this group, when I knew he was coming on, to find out his status about where he was as far as salesman, so that he wouldn't be involved. And he assured me that he has nothing to do with making any money from anybody as a sales rep, and that he only does it to volunteer his time. The other thing is, I would ask, and when I go to the council meeting, I will go to the council meeting and I will tell them that this body has approved Chesterfield's truck, and let them know. And I will speak in favor of the board for your vote to the council. The other thing I would ask Councilor Sebelia, to see if you can change that with the opinion of the fire chief to have three, because in 34 years that I was fire chief, I would have been ticked off had I had to get permission from another fire chief about what truck I have for my district. I think it's, I don't like the rule. I didn't like it from the beginning. I still don't like it. I don't think it's necessary. And I think it creates a lot of hard feelings amongst the chiefs because they all have their own difference of opinion. But no chief knows his district better than the chief that's asking for the equipment. Does it mean that I have to support it? But I respect his opinion to stand up here and say this is what he needs for his district. Whether it's Chief Truex, Chief Stewart, Chief Kovaleski, Otto, I know them all. They've always stood up for their district and stood up for their development. And I always have applauded that. Chesterfield has a vital role in what they do for our town. And I think they do it well. And they're no better off, no worse than any of the other departments in this town, how we're doing. We know that we're struggling. The town knows that departments are struggling. But things are being done. 30 years ago, the town of Moffett hired 4 firefighters. They didn't hire them to be firefighters, because I was on the original group that hired the first 4 firefighters. They were hired because, surprise, we couldn't get ambulances out the door. It wasn't due to fires, it's because we couldn't get ambulances out. 30 years later, what's the problem today? Still can't get the ambulances out the door. Okay? It isn't the fire issue in this town. And 16 firefighters is about it. Because I don't know how much more the taxpayers are going to be able to afford. We keep adding more firefighters, more police officers, more public works. It goes on and on and on. Eventually, it's going to run. The goodness of the citizens is going to run out. And we keep asking them, and we keep asking for more. And I know it's needed, but we also, you know, the volunteer departments all have to step up and make a better effort, a better concerted effort to get more volunteers. I don't know what the answer is. If I did, I'd be selling it online. I'd be on TikTok making myself a lot of money. As far as the other night with the officer of Alameda at that accident, and then at the garage, the store, I happened to be awake. And I was watching. Never mind what I was watching, it doesn't matter. But I was watching TV, and I did have the scanner on. But for whatever reason, my scanner does not pick up the cars. It only picks up dispatch. Other people get the opposite. And I was 2 minutes from where that was. Had I heard that that officer was in trouble or not being able to reach, I would have went right over there. I've done it before. I know a lot of us chiefs have done this stuff. The chief just read that letter, I felt terrible that I was sitting home not knowing what this was going on, but I knew that he was over there, but I did not have any clue what was going on, that guy had to wrestle and put his life in peril for 5 minutes. That's unbelievable. And he did a great job. And all the police did responding up there. Dispatchers, I'm going to have to go back and listen to the tape, I think, to find out exactly what's going on. But it was crazy. And maybe they can work on getting that scanner fixed. That's it. Everybody have a great holiday. Good Christmas. And we'll see you next year. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.